This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking to our Working Mother of the Year, Laura G. Brown of ADP. And Laura was sharing with us some of her challenges in coming up in the ranks at ADP. And now that you have found yourself in a leadership position, because you really are a leader at ADP, why is paying it forward important to you?
Well, one of the things that I've learned is that sometimes the place where you end up isn't often where you intend to go from the beginning. I would not have been able to do the things that I've done in my career unless people believed in me and encouraged me to take appropriate professional risks. And so I look at women in the organization and I think it's critical, since I have that backdrop and that experience, that I need to help encourage them to take some personal risks and to make sure that they are also considering options perhaps that they might not have realized even existed. The other thing I think that's so important in terms of paying it forward is that I have found that a lot of times women are stymied. They can't really understand exactly what is required to move ahead. People have told them that they're really good workers, and so they continue to work really hard but don't see the progress that they'd like to make. And so I have some experience to be able to share about how people can package their results and how they can focus in certain ways, network, take advantage of mentor opportunities that might exist that will help them to move along. And I feel like it's important that I share those learnings with other people.
Absolutely. We've seen that time and time again, that type of attitude that you have of paying it forward and helping others, lift up others, is huge in the inroads that women have made in business. So I applaud that. And it's obvious why you've been chosen as a Working Mother of the Year. Now you have a son.
Yes.
What's the most important trait that you want him to learn from observing how you're living your life?
So we talk a lot in our family about you get to choose to be happy or sad. You get to make choices about how you show up every day. So you asked me for one thing, but I guess there's two that I'd like for him to learn. The first is that you get to choose to be positive. And for those people that make that choice, I think they have better outcomes. The other thing that I really want him to learn from watching me is that I focus very much on trying to make things better. Better for people that I work with. I try to be a better person. I'll even pick up the trash in the parking lot if I see it there because I want the world to be better. So if I can have a son who becomes an optimist, who sees positivity and potential, and who also is constantly working to make himself and others better, then I'll feel like I have hit a home run as a mom.
Wow. That's a great way to put it. That's fantastic. Because at the end of the day, that's what we want, right? We want to leave the world better than we found it, right? Our kids are the best way we can do that. So now, as working moms are listening to you and they're inspired by you because they are, what is the one most valuable piece of advice you'd like to share with other working moms?
I think the advice would be, please don't try to be perfect. There is so much pressure to be everything to everyone. And there's this concept in the world of work-life balance, which implies that there's an equilibrium that exists where everything is even. And I just don't find that to be true. I think that there are times in your life where you're pulled more closely to your work self. Sometimes you're pulled more closely to your family or personal self. And I think when we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves in an attempt to be everything to everyone, that we just sometimes have to let it go. And a good way to kind of help with that is to make sure that you're communicating with your important people in your life, to let them know when you're feeling like, hey, I'm getting overloaded, or I can't meet that commitment, or I need to shift a little. I have very open discussions with my husband and my son when I know I'm about to go into a really busy time at work, for example. I still try to carve out the things that are most important. We have dinner as a family, or if I travel for work, which I do a lot, you know, I'll read to my son over FaceTime. But ultimately, they know what to expect. And then there are other times when I can, you know, bake the brownies for the classroom. But it doesn't always work out to be the same amount of time all the time.
And that's okay.
That's right.
And Yeah, and that's huge. I mean, we hear that all the time here at Working Mother, is that, you know, we have to cut ourselves some slack and understand that, no, we're not perfect. We don't live in a perfect world, and we shouldn't have that expectation. We should absolutely, what you're saying is that balance is all relative, and we need to find what works for our families and do our best at it. Thank you so much, Laura, for sharing your story with us, and congratulations again on the honor of being named a Working Mother of the Year.
Thank you so much.
I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio, and we'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.